8 contracts worth 13.7 billion yuan, which is around $2 billion, were signed at the opening ceremony of the event. Qingdao's Vice Mayor Wang Jiaxin hopes the event will help to change the growth model of the local economy.
We would strengthen copyright protection and promote the development of the copyright industry to make innovation the new driving force of our economic growth. It's also good for the industrial upgrading. We've held the copyright fair 3 times since 2013, and it's gaining growing influence both at home and abroad.
Official figures show that China's online copyright industry was worth 742 billion yuan last year, up 17% on the previous year. Stephen Ma is the director of the Office of International Liaison for the California Department of Education. He said that China has established an intellectual property system that's in line with the country's conditions as well as international norms.
I first came to China 15 years ago, and I went to Shenzhen. It seemed that you could buy pirated goods everywhere at that time, but now it's very different. Actually, I can feel that governments at all levels are taking strict measures on copyright protection. I think it's very important for the national economy.
In recent years, China's government has enhanced protections for intellectual property rights, including patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Dazilin Media is a company that focuses on intellectual property creation, story development, and content production for the global market. The company was founded in 2010 in Qingdao. Frank Antonelli is the president of Dazilin US. He said that China's efforts towards improving copyright protections have been recognized by the international community.
IP copyright is important worldwide. It's interesting that as the population of the world grows, it actually becomes a smaller world. IP is going to be shared one way or another globally. It's going to happen. And I think what we're seeing now, especially in China, is an understanding of that and a willingness to be at the forefront of making sure that it is taken care of, protected, and shared in a proper way. And that's what I'm seeing here at the Expo.
156 enterprises from home and abroad are attending this year's copyright fair in Qingdao, from industries such as packaged food, publishing, animation, electronic games and toys. Zhang Xiao is with the Qingdao Publishing Group.
We are adopting a new industrial model. Before, we simply lent our copyright to foreign publishing houses and they did translation and publishing. Now it's different. As the sponsors, we employ people from overseas to write books about China, and they are in charge of overseas distribution. We are expanding into the overseas market through joint investment.
Last year, China's external payments of royalties for the use of intellectual property rights reached nearly $36 billion, up 24% from a year earlier. These royalty payments have increased on average by 22% a year from 1997 to 2018. The payments mainly come from the electronics, telecommunication, and automaking sector, which accounted for more than 40% of the royalty payments. For CRI, this is Guang Hao.